If you own or drive a car, hopefully you won't have to encounter one. But accidents do happen, and chances are good that at some point in your driving career, you will have to call a tow truck. I checked in with Bob Spinato, a driver with Action Towing in Springdale, to find out three things we need to know about towing. He said the first thing is for people to realize that there are two different types of tow trucks.
You've got your flatbed tow trucks, which haul basic automobiles, pickups. They'll haul just about anything. Your new all-wheel drive cars are harder to haul behind the original boom-type truck. Most of them have to go on to a flatbed pickup if you want to do any type of distance. So that's one basic thing you need to know. If you have an all-wheel drive car, generally speaking, they want it on a flatbed.
Action Towing has four flatbed trucks and two boom trucks. A boom truck is what most people picture when they think of a tow truck. A typical truck in front, but the back has a long bar or boom that extends from the bed. Attached are winches and pulleys. Though, he says flatbed trucks are now your everyday tow truck. 90% of the work Bob sees is insurance work. A lot of warranty work on new cars that have broken down, or fender benders. Most warranties and insurance providers require clients to take their cars to a specific location for repairs or estimates.
One real good thing to know about your tow insurance is if it has a dollar coverage, a maximum dollar coverage, or a maximum mile coverage. That's where people get into trouble. They think that, you know, they can get picked up and taken anywhere, and they end up being over mileage and have to have some out-of-pocket costs. So that's a good thing to look at on your insurance, is find out exactly how far you can be towed or who you can be towed to through your insurance. There's limits to certain insurance policies. So that's one big thing to know.
And the third thing to know involves safety. The safety of the tow truck driver, the customer, and other drivers.
If you're going down the road and you see the lights on the side of the road, we're working on somebody's car that's right on the edge of the road, please slow down and move over. It's really dangerous out there. It's not the, you know, we're not towing up on the Coca-Cola or anything, but 5:40 in the middle of the afternoon is a pretty scary place to be when you're 2 feet off the side of the road and people are running by you at 80, 90 miles an hour. So that's, as far as towing, that's safety is a big concern in this business, because people not paying attention can get other people hurt.
Recent winter weather and cold temperatures had many a vehicle off the road, in ditches and other precarious locations due to a slip and slide on the icy asphalt. Safety is also a concern when it comes to cold and stuck cars.
When it is bad like that, all the tow companies are just busy, busy, busy. It takes a long time, so make sure that you have, just like they tell you on all the safety programs, have you some water in your car, something to eat, an extra blanket. When it's cold outside, because when it's really bad, it sometimes, you know, we've got to go slow like everybody else. And if there's three or four people in front of them, it may take 2 hours to get to somebody. So safety, and that's a really good practice, is have you some extra clothes, have you something to drink, or make sure your cell phone's charged up.
As far as towing out these iced and snowed in cars, Bob says this is when they use the boom trucks the most. They are more reliable in the winter elements, and since most vehicles aren't broken down and merely need to be pulled out and placed back in the right direction on the road, they aren't going any distance, and a flatbed isn't necessary. In last week's winter weather, he says Action Towing saw about 14 calls a day. One of the two boom trucks, though it's under repair, was just a few feet from where Bob and I spoke. Having never stood next to one before, it is larger than I imagined and can haul box trucks, though it's not large enough to haul semis. This truck has a dual winch system, and once the boom is raised,
pull the cables down to the front end of his car, strapped to it, and then with this boom, it's able to extend out about 8 feet and up at over a 45 degree angle, so you can pick up a vehicle and pull it to you and set it down.
Much of the work is actually done with the tow truck driver outside of the truck, maneuvering the trapped vehicle with one of the levers from a row of several at the rear left of the truck.
Well, you've got your the back set of levers is all for your boom. You've got two winch cables. This is your cable in and cable out. This is up and down, extending in and out. And what else do we have here? Oh, and this is your wheel lift tilt. It goes for the wheel lift section.
The wheel lift is used if the boom is not and the vehicle is towed directly behind the truck. Bob has been towing with Action Towing for 5 years and says his favorite part of the job is that you never know what you're going to come across.
It might be unlocking some poor girl that's locked her keys in her car at midnight, or you may go out and have to pull a car out of a tree. I mean, and that's actually happened. We've had cars that have been suspended in trees out by the lake. You know, they run off a holler and land in a tree and have to actually grab a hold of the car, cut down the tree, take it down. It can be an involved situation.
Though he has seen some strange things, Bob Spinato says seeing a car in a tree is, well, different. For more information or for a tow, call 479-750-7600. This is Ozarks at Large.